Hey y'all, this is Lil Blue Mage, and I decided that I was just going to record me existing for a little bit. Specifically me existing playing Overwatch. Recently listened to one of my favorites on Gua, and he was doing an hour long just background noise of him playing video games, and it was really nice to listen to because I miss being able to just hang out with friends and play video games. Now his was mostly quiet and just ambient clicking. I'm gonna play games and I'm gonna talk at all of you, and I don't know, this might be something that happens every once in a while, I guess. Hi Chie. Got a kitty climbed up. But yeah, I haven't played Overwatch for a second, so I was like, oh, I should play Overwatch. And then I found out that tomorrow is the last day of the anniversary event, so I should really play Overwatch. Hi, are you begging for pets? You'll hear me talk to the cats like they're babies, probably, because they are babies. Chie is currently the one sitting next to me, and she asks for pets by patting me on the shoulder, and she's doing it. But she's doing it so much, she won't stop asking for pets because she's a ding-dong. All right, so Overwatch is updated and loaded up. So for starters, I have 4 loot boxes sitting around. Also, I'm listening to music right now over my headset. So you'll... Hi. Mwah. Hi, ding-dong. Hello. So you'll definitely hear me maybe sing along every once in a while. You are being so bossy right now. Oh my God. Ooh, 2 purples. Okay. So y'all don't know me like that, but I am for a while there, I was a Brigitte one trick, and I just got a purple Brigitte skin, so that's cool, but it's not an event special. If I had to say I had a DPS main, it's McCree, and I just got McCree's Sherlock skin, so, okay. And then I got one of Ash's purples, it's whatever. I have a way better Ash skin than this. Alright, so that was box number 1. Give me my other 3 boxes, you dingus. Alright, 3 anniversary loot boxes here. 3 anniversary loot boxes. I don't even know what's in this set right now, but we're gonna find out. All right, so we got an Orisa line about complying. Ooh, all right. Sigma Spray, Doomfist's anniversary player icon. I don't give a shit about the icons. And a D.Va Christmas one, because during the anniversary one, you can get anything. You can get anything pretty much. So here's a Torb saying, hear me, baby. Lucio, have some Lucios. Oh, I've been trying to get that one, actually, kind of. Got the Bastion victory pose where he's holding up a medal. The Baptista Lieutenant Augustine line. Nope, nothing I care about in there. Really, I just care about Brigitte and also a little bit of Lucio, so I need to see if there's any, Brigitte stuff in this set. Oh my God, I got fucking... So I don't tilt while I'm in-game, really, but I will tilt over bad pulls. I got a gold, and it was a fucking currency, so I just got 500 bucks instead of anything of, actual import. Wrecking Ball. I don't like playing Wrecking Ball usually, but I got a Do Not Disturb line. Ooh, Lucio Spray. Okay, I see you, boo. A D.Va player icon. All right, so those were all of our boxes. All right, we've opened up everything. I'm going to go to the Hero Gallery real quick because I just want to see if there's any new Brigitte stuff that I can't be miss... that I, can't miss out on, but it doesn't look like it. Ooh! Hello there! Zenyatta has a gorgeous skin in this set. And Daddy does have 4,200 bucks lying around. Do I care about anybody else's? Oh, this Mercy Dragoon! And Ash has a little red one. Oh my gosh, where Bob is a wolf. The big bad wolf. Okay, there's actually some pretty good shit in this set. God damn it. Why wasn't I playing until today? I can only afford one gold skin. God, it's probably gotta be Mercy. You know what? We'll try and grind out as many boxes as I can during all of this, and we'll see if I can unlock any of the things that are kind of important to me. And then I haven't seen anything about Echo, the new character. She's a very pretty ballet robot, I guess. Anyways, so we're going to play some arcade here because I want as many boxes as possible. Like, I need as many boxes as possible. And when I'm just doing, like, general arcade, I usually just play Mystery Heroes. I don't play Overwatch on, like, a particularly competitive level. Also, you'll hear me talk because I used to stream video games every once in a while, so I'm not used, or I am used to, it is not foreign to me, the concept of talking nonstop while you play games. Occasionally I'll go quiet just because I'm in a more difficult interaction. I'm not great at this game, even like while I was playing a lot. While I was playing a lot, I was like gold. Never passed gold. I'm not playing a lot right now. I'm like not playing at all. This is the first time I've played Overwatch in a hot second. So, I'ma be bad. I'ma not be good at all. Especially when I get Widowmaker for my first character in Mystery. I am not good at aiming. I like Overwatch because it gives you so many playstyle options. Like, I played some TF2, and I didn't main medic. I actually mained heavy. But, like, heavy has, like, such a massive spread with that machine gun that you don't really need to aim. So, even then, I was still not really aiming much. Alright, so, it's time to fuck with this D.Va a little bit. Oh, alright, let's get down. Let's get down there. We'll heal up and then we'll go back to sniping. I gotta remember to basically play first-person shooters. I've been playing, like, mostly board games and shit nowadays. Like, digitally with friends sort of thing. Because it's been a nice way to be together from afar, of course. I'm in, like, multiple D&D campaigns right now, which is very unusual for me. Going into quarantine, I was in zero D&D campaigns, and now I'm in two different ones. One is, like, a slightly more serious attitude to it, and even that one is still, like, pretty goofy in general, but the attitude is a bit more serious than the other one, because I've got my Tuesday campaign, that's kind of the serious one, and then I've got my Sunday campaign, which is with coworkers. And that's just us being a bunch of motherfucking degenerates. Non-fucking stop. We don't chill out. God, why am I still alive? I don't want to be alive anymore. I don't want to be Widow anymore. I would like to die, in all honesty. I would be happy dying. This D.Va is also happy dying. She definitely is just kamikazing into the group. And no one is finishing her. I mean, I'm guilty as charged too. Also, their Moira just ulted and that was substantially good. Oof, killed me, but that's fine. Now I can be relieved of my fucking Widowmaker prison. Don't give me snipers. Okay, I got McCree. So, Brigitte is the only character that I've gone ahead and, like, gold weaponed so far. I haven't been playing comp much, but if I did get back into it, Lucio would probably be my next one that I would bother golding up. I love Lucio a lot. Ah! What is happening? Okay, I just died because my video card, like, driver program decided to boot me out of the game and bring me onto that screen instead, so sorry, McCree. But hey, now we gets to be Winston. He's a big old gorilla. We like the peanut butter. We love the peanut butter, honestly. I don't think my team is going to win this one, but maybe I can get us on the point. Maybe I can get us on the point. Maybe I can give you a bad day. Oh, no. Or not. Well, I took out one D.Va, but there were two of them. Also, let's talk about my name on here. So my typical tag, for starters, I'm not going to share it, but my typical tag is a little too long for battle.net. So I had to pick out a new one. And I ended up going with Pin Me Daddy. Because when I'm playing Overwatch, anytime I die because a Reinhardt successfully pins me, I type Pin Me Daddy into the all chat. So eventually I just went ahead and did a name change and switched that to my actual name as well. Because for starters, I mean, you all know me. You know me. You know me. At this point, what else did you expect, right? What did you expect? Sorry, I'm trying to clear off all of these wrecking ball fucking bombs off of the point so that we can get on the point. I would like us to... Oh, no, 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 no. That diva nuke killed me. No, 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 no. Whoops-a-daisies. That's fine. That's fine. I didn't need to be Ash anymore. I don't need to be in this game anymore. We're in overtime and we're not on the point. Yeah. So that's... I am not a quitter. I will play until the clock runs out, but the clock was in overtime and no one was on the point. All right, let's vote some people up. Our Moira stayed Moira for a while. Oh, as a matter of fact, our Moira got play of the game. So when I'm voting people up in Overwatch, I typically try to give them whichever they're lacking the most because I like symmetry and I always want mine to be like as many like leadership, as many like teamwork or whatever the fucking votes are. I don't even know. I don't know. I'm rambling. I'm a little high. I don't like playing video games when I'm super high, unless it's a digital TCG. I climbed a plat on Arena that first season while just entirely stoned. I'm substantially better at digital TCGs. I played Magic the Gathering for a really long time. I have a Magic the Gathering tattoo. So, like, TCGs have just been a part of my life for a long time. And that skill set hasn't disappeared by any means. I was starting to get really into Legends of Runeterra, but then I got on the road for work really heavily. And then when I came back, it was like, Corona. Gonna ruin every part of your routine, Corona. Also, I am Wrecking Ball this game, and I don't want to be Wrecking Ball this game. Give me one of my mains. I guess it did give me McCree for a second, and then my computer messed up. That's right. The one time. No. Next time I die, I'll switch playlists. I realized that... So, I like music a lot. I like music a lot. And, trying to rush to the point real quick as Wrecking Ball here and get looping around, because it's a control point that, like, does pretty well with a Wrecking Ball, just, like, circle in the center, hardcore, until you get hacked by a Sombra. All right there, buddy. I see you. I die to you. Okay. I like music a lot. And what I'll do is, like, every single Monday, this is part of my Monday ritual, I'll always listen to my new playlist for Discover Weekly. Ooh, Sigma. Now, I like playing Sigma. And then every single year, I keep, like, a new playlist that's, like, 2020 Discover Weekly does it right, 2019 Discover Weekly does it right, where I'll just put any of the tracks that I enjoyed from Discover Weekly right onto that playlist, and it allows me to have constant access to all of the new music that I found. Ooh, yes, I killed that Genji. Yes, I did. I killed him dead. And then any new music that I find, I'll put on that playlist. And then when I'm in an antsy mood and I'm like, wow, I would really like to just like intimately discover a new artist, I'll go to that playlist, and I'll go listen to the album that cool track was off of. So I just also have constant access to new music that I know that I want to dig deeper into, but haven't necessarily had the chance yet. Get off of the point. I will take care of you, buddy. I'm gonna put you to sleep. You don't need to be awake anymore. You don't need to be awake. All right. Okay. That's taken care of. That's been handled. So I'm listening to my Discover Weekly playlist right now because it's Monday, but I don't feel like I'm really able to give the concentration to it right now that like my usual Monday playthrough deserves. Cause like I want to give it a lot, very active listen so that I can scout out all of the tracks that click for me, sort of thing. Right now, between talking to y'all and playing Overwatch and everything, I am just not paying enough attention to be able to even notice the tracks that I'm really going to like. So I'm going to put on another playlist that has music I'm intimately familiar with. And that way, I'll be able to give it the attention it deserves, aka very little attention, because I already know how much I love it. Hey, listen here. Listen here, buddy. I'm not interested in this Ash that's trying to get on my point. We're at 84% and they're at 0%, so they can... Wah! Wah! Sorry, there was a Pharah ulting on me. It was not a good time. It was not a good time. All right, killed another Genji. There we go. Hey, listen here, Mercy. You are not going to have a good time, girly. Nope. I'm going to make sure of that, buddy. Ooh, also, this wrecking ball that is on my point at 100% is not going to stay on my point. All right. It's ulti time. Yep, there we go. There we go. These kids are not having a good time against us, right, Meow? They're just not handling it. All right, yep. No, all right, objective secured. So that's first point taken. Go us. I was on fire. I was on fire. I'll take a look at my medals in a second here. Oh, switch the playlist, L. Oh, I guess I just slipped my fert. It doesn't matter. Anyways, it's not like I hide it on other platforms. I don't really have a lot of boundaries. Okay, let's play a playlist that we are familiar with, buddy. All right. I'm Lucio this time. Ooh, I forgot that I got the Gorgon skin. This thing looks so fucking good. I love the Halloween skins, for sure. All right, everybody, let's zip, zip, zoom to the point. You've got a Lucio escorting you today. Yes. He's such a good boy. I feel like Lucio would definitely be a good boy sub. You know what? Maybe that's partially what this is about to turn into, is my hot takes on what kind of partners I think most of the Overwatch characters would be. And I think that Lucio would definitely be into, like, some gentle femdom, for sure. He would absolutely eat you out to the beat of the music. Like, he would have basically curated playlists specifically for different sexual moods. Just a very attentive sub, to be certain. All right, we've got the point. We're at 10% so far. 10%. This might be a W. This might be a W, y'all. Ah! If my Reinhardt would protect me! No! No! I was pushing it too far anyways. I didn't need to be at the front of the point like that. That's not my tank's fault. Oh, but I did respawn as Reinhardt. So a little bit of, I don't know, vengeance, I suppose. I get to maybe show this Reinhardt that I didn't feel properly protected me how a real tank does it. But not really, because like I said, I was pushing too far. That was me as a support not handling things the way I should have. I need to take a tank's cue, that's for sure. As a good little Lucio sub, I should make sure. Okay, so Reinhardt. What does Reinhardt like? I don't know. I think that Reinhardt would be into, like, aggressive femdom. Like for sure. For sure, for sure. Or just, like, aggressively into being dominated in general. I could see Reinhardt appreciating that from anybody, basically. Ah! Alright, so now we're Zenyatta. I think that Zenyatta would have definitely, like, a big power dynamic thing going. Like, definitely likes, like, being the teacher. Likes dominating more so from a power dynamic, a twisted one, than by... Ah! Well, that didn't take long. Sorry, I got hit with a Junkrat ult. I have the video, like, the in-game audio down pretty low because I wanted to listen to music and also, like, be able to really distinctly hear my own voice so that I don't get too off track sort of thing. Ooh. Ooh. No. No. they have, like, a very frustrating Symmetra. Very frustrating. Hey, but our Pharah just took out a couple of them. Ah! How did that Lucio do so much damage to me? Oh my goodness. Somebody else had to have hit me. Yeah, he just got final chip damage. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine. Ooh, it's overtime. They're at 99%, right, Meow? So this might be going to the third point. We'll see. Nope, I've got Ash, and Ash isn't, like, a terrible siege character, but I didn't get to the point in time. That's fine. 1-1. Time for round 3. I like a close fight. I like a close fight. Why did it keep me as Ash? I thought they had changed it so that you always rotate off of the character you had at the end so that you can prevent, like, aggressive team snowballing. Anyways, I don't mind being Ash again. I'm not good at Ash, but I do think she's a really cool character concept. You'll definitely hear me smoke every once in a while, too. Actually, this bad boy needs to be plugged in if I want to be able to smoke at all. You are dead, Mr. Penn. Or basically dead. All right. Ah! Here we go. There we go. Here we go. So Ash, I bet that Ash is a size queen and really into big cock worship. I get the feeling that she probably hasn't fucked anybody other than Bob for a hot second, honestly. Hey, McCree? Or no, this is not McCree. This is, God damn it. A Reaper. We both killed each other. That's fine. I'll take a trade. Also, I was able to protect our Torb a little bit, and I would much rather keep a Torb around than an Ash any day of the week. In this sort of stuff, on, like, point control? Absolutely. Alright. Hey, you lay off of my Doomfist. You lay off of my Doomfist, you little tracer. No, I want you dead. I want you dead. Alright, or I'll kill this Junkrat instead. I would also like this Junkrat dead. Yes, it's been done. It's been done. Oh! So many tracers! They've got 3 tracers on the point right now. Oh my goodness. Ah! That's a lot of Zoomy girls. That's so many Zoomies. Ooh, Moira. I love Moira. Obvious medical kink? Obvious medical kink. Absolutely. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. No. Okay, I was able to L-shift away fast enough. Ooh, that was big scary. A tracer dropped her ult, like, right in front of me. I did not like that. I did not like that one bit. Not at all. Ooh, yay, I've got a Roadhog to back me up here. Excellent. We're gonna swam them. Oh, yes. All right, we've cleared 3 off of the point so far. Oh, 4, but it was a trade. Get this, Genji. Sick him. Okay. They did. All right. So we're reclaiming that point. Perfect. Which is great because they were at 94%. And then I got Doomfist. Doomfist is, a real switchy character for me. And this time I'm not talking about Kings. A real switchy character for me in the sense that sometimes I can pop off with him. And then sometimes I just feel like a keyboard piano. Nothing happened. The end. Life is terrible. He is just such a hard character for me to pin down. But when I do a thing with him, I do a thing with him. I really need to start playing 2D, like, fighting games again, and I feel like magically I'll get better at Doomfist, too. In my, like, mid-20s, would it have been? Early to mid-20s. Oh, we lost. Boo! We had such a good first round, but that's all right. That's all right. So, what was I going to say? I don't remember. Hmm. One second. I got a notification on my phone, and I could not read and talk at the same time, or else I would have read exactly what the notification said out loud. but yeah, I used to play a lot of 2D fighters back in, like, my early to mid-20s. That's what I was starting to talk about. There we go. I used to play a lot of 2D fighters back then. Especially Skullgirls, like OG Skullgirls. Skullgirls has so many more characters now, which is awesome. I've gotten to play through most of them at this point. Ooh, I got a lot of EXP for that match for some reason. Okie dokie. I only got a couple of medals. I don't know why I got so much. I got like 5,700 experience for that match, and it wasn't a win, so it wasn't like first win of the day or anything either. It is going to take us forever to get these loot boxes. Ooh, the loot boxes reset in 2 hours, though. I thought that happened on Tuesdays. It's Monday, right? It's Monday. Maybe they've changed their schedule. Yeah, it's Monday. Okie dokie. Ooh, I got Brigitte. I got Brigitte. I used her Shield Maiden skin with that gold mace, and it feels so satisfying. Oh my goodness. So Brigitte is definitely, I think, a playful switch leaning kind of gentle femme dommy. She's clearly queer. Oh my goodness. Like, I know that Tracer is, like, for sure canonically gay, like they put it in a comic and everything. But Brigitte is, like, clearly not straight. Clearly not straight. Ooh, no you don't. No you don't. You do not harass my base. I'm gonna heal these babies up. I'm gonna heal them up. Here we go. Also, like, she's a goddamn Amazon. I bet she really enjoys height differences. Like, I bet she really likes it when she's got partners that are way short compared to her. And I also think she super likes it when she has partners that are super tall to her. Like, that's part of why I was saying, like, she gives me, like, some pretty impressive Switch vibes. Mostly because, like, I think that she really likes, like, combat and, like, having a good fight and everything. And, like, obviously that's something that often appeals to a good Switch. Not a good Switch. You don't have to enjoy competition, I think, to be a good Switch. Everybody has their different driving forces, and they are going to change the way you play and make the experience different, and everybody likes different things. But I am a very combative Switch, and I really like competition, and I feel like that is the same kind of thing that would ring true for Brigitte. All right, we've got the payload going. Perfecto. What's the name of this map again? King's Row. We're on King's Row. So that's the one where you have one control point and then you have two different share the load points. No. it's a payload one for the two for points 2 and 3 on the map. There we go. Words are hard sometimes when you're doing multiple things and you're being tank support and you're right at the front of the payload and nobody else is with you. No, that's because our Sombra was trying to flank and everybody else is just being a little baby, but that's okay. That's okay. Hey, no, lay off my Sombra. My sweet girl. Leave her alone. Ah, all right. Okay, cool. Somebody helped my ass out a little bit with that McCree. Yeah, Sombra did. She a good girl. And a good Sombra, honestly. Hey, Genji, sit down. Sit the fuck down. Who do you think you are? Oh, there's a Bastion here. I don't like that. And now there's not a Bastion. Oh, this team that we're playing against is just like low-hanging fruit. They are having a bad time. We're at point 2 out of 3 already here. They did not stop, I think, like a single second of the payload progression. It was real bad. Hey, heal up, Sombra. You cannot die. I am not gonna have it. I am not gonna have it. Ah! Hey! Oh, no, I finally died. That's alright, that was my first death this game. That was my first death this game. We've got 4 medals over here. We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Okay. Oh, we got Tracer. I do have the Christmas Tracer skin. So Christmas is actually my very favorite holiday. So I mentioned earlier, like, really enjoying the Halloween skins, but I'd argue that the Christmas skins are actually the collection that I look forward to every single year. I want to kill this Anna. I want to kill this Anna. Ah, she put me to sleep. Grandma put me to bed. That's all right. That's all right. I didn't die during it or anything. She just literally let me take a nap. And I'm still killing her. Oh, she put me to sleep again and then a bastion killed me. Never mind. I got a little cocky. That's all right. We're halfway to the final point here. And we've got 6 minutes left. I think that we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine, right? Weed pen, stand up. Oh, I got Mercy. Mercy was... Lucio was honestly probably my first main. And then eventually I warmed up to Mercy a lot. And then Moira. And then Brigida. Brigida was, like, my most intense, for sure. Brigida is the closest I've ever gotten to being a one trick. Moira I got fairly close, but Brigida is, like, where it really, really kicked in, where I was like, oh, finally, they made a character for me, and it is this. So I am a tank support, for sure, a tank support. Also, they made the character gay. Also, anybody that has, like, healing through DPS mechanics makes me super happy. And Brigida's got, like, her melee attack, essentially, her AoE melee attack. Heals when it makes, heals the people around her when it makes contact with an enemy. So, like, I love that concept. Love that concept for sure. Yeah, Brigida was just, like, made for me. And it still feels that way. Although, they did rework her a little bit, like, late last year, early this year. And I had a big problem with that. And I still don't love the rework as much as I loved the original Brigida build, but can't win them all. That soldier got me. It keeps giving me Mercy, even when I'm dying. This is weird. I've gotten Mercy, like, 3 times in a row. So Mercy is, of course, another medical kink. Another medical kink. I know that, like, she's very, like, F-sub or, like, gentle F-dom vibes traditionally. But I really like, some of the character bits that you get from some of her skins. They really do a good job with some of Mercy's skins of, like, really changing the feel of her character overall, you know? So, like, that imp skin? Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, little mischievous fucking succubus that everybody needs to play with. Oh no, I really wanted to revive that Torb, but I got there just a little bit too late. There are 3 of us Mercies. All right, it's time to go battle Mercy a little bit then. We can't just all sit here jerking each other off like this. It's not gonna be a good idea. Nope. Oh, they have a fucking bastion this close to point. That's a bummer. Sigma can sometimes handle bastion. Maybe if we can get to the right spot here, it'll be okay. He's still alive, but we're wiping out a lot of their other stuff. Okay, listen, buddy. He transformed for ult and I killed him. That felt pretty good. Oh, it feels good to be a tank sometimes, baby. Sigma feels like a really good tank to me too. Sigma immediately felt really, really strong in my hands. Every once in a while you just get characters that you click with, and I got spoiled with several of them, like, right in a row. Oh boy. Okay, time to ult, like, their whole entire team on point. I'm sorry, but I'm having a really pop-off close out here. And it feels nice. It does feel good to be good at things. Listen, Roadhog, you're not gonna solo hold this point, buddy. Nope, alright, that's a W right there. Woo! That was a feel-good close there. Sigma, get some fucking shoes, buddy. Wear some fucking shoes. I say that, but I am also a huge hobbit. All of the time. All of the time. Endorse me, though, mother frickers. Aw, the Sombra thanked us all for our healing. We did revive that motherfucker a lot. I wish I could share my music with y'all. I wish I could. Alright, we definitely level up next battle, no matter what. I only need, like, 2,400. Yeah. Alright. Woo! Feeling good. That was a nice game. That was a nice game. I wonder if I'll have a highlight video from that. I didn't get play of the game. Oh, I got Echo. What does Echo do? I don't know. I don't know. Show me what Echo does. All right, try shot. Fires 3 shots at once in triangle pattern. Ultimate is duplicate. Become a copy of targeted enemy hero. They cannot swap heroes for the duration. Okie dokie. Sticky bombs. Fire a volley of sticky bombs that detonate after a delay. She feels so interesting. Ooh, the pacing of, like, her fingertip blasts. She can fly. All right, cool. So she's got a little burst of air. Kind of feels like D.Va's, honestly. What else do you do, boo? Channel a beam for a few seconds, deals very high damage to targets under half health. Okay, and also she glides like Mercy a little bit. Okay, maybe. I'll have to experiment with that. I have to stop reading. I have to stop reading. So she is a DPS? I assumed that she was not. I am not going to lie. Ooh, ah! Okay, that's fine. I died pretty quickly, and I'm alright with that, because I've never played Echo before. Never played Echo before. I assumed she was a support or, like, heavy utility, but no, that is just, like, straight DPS. Okay. I'm not really a DPS player in the first place. Alright, I am Pharah now. Which also does not bode well, given the fact that I just said I'm not much of a DPS player. Oh, and they've already got first payload going on there. Oop, almost died. Almost died. Listen here, buddies. Leave me alone. Oh, I am literally at 1 life, right, Meow? That's not good. Let's find a health pack. Real quick here. All right, perfect. Found a health pack behind them so that I can hopefully successfully flank here. All right. Okay, killed Hanzo. Now we've taken on Reinhardt from behind. Oh, no. All right, that's fine. I wreaked a little bit of havoc. And again, I don't even want to play as Pharah. Watch me get hit with somebody even less in my wheelhouse. No, Junkrat is a bit better. Not by much. But a bit better. Also, you're hearing me vape every once in a while. A little bit of nicotine, a little bit of weed. No biggie. No biggie. I know I mentioned that it was a little high earlier. Okay. So, all right, back to the point, but as a Junkrat this time, let's set up some traps and shit around here and just do some heavy tier harassing. Oh, y'all gonna destroy my traps already? That's very rude of you. Let me blow you up instead then. That's fine. All right, we've got the payload moving backwards, right, Meow? I have killed a Hanzo. All right, let's set up another trap. See who we can pick on with that right there. Oh, or we can get picked on by another Junkrat. All right, I see you, boo. I see you. You're not getting anything out of me. I don't know. That's my simoleon speech there. Did you know that I'm bilingual? I wish I was bilingual. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I was actually having a really productive conversation the other day about introducing more robust foreign language programs into, like, preschool and elementary schools, because
I'm American. I am American. Whoops, I died. I'm American. I died. So, like, America doesn't do shit for other languages. Let's be real here. You take, like, a half an hour of Spanish, like, once a week during elementary school sort of thing. So, like, why do we only offer, like robust foreign language classes starting in middle school when, like, your ability to learn a language at an accelerated clip is basically gone? Like, why do we not start until after, you know, the best learning years of your life are for foreign languages? Like, everybody should at least learn one foreign language as a kid. And then the rest of, like, every single foreign language you learn afterwards is going to be that much easier, you know? So I was having a conversation with some people, more so based around my day job about how important that is to me. But yeah, I don't speak another language. I took like 4 years of French and then also 3 years of Japanese when I was in high school because I was an absolute weeb. Absolute weeb. I think that comes as a surprise to literally nobody. Oh, this Brigida just walked up to me and was not interested in being alive anymore, apparently. All right. That's fine. Oh, no, that's not fine. They are making progress with that payload. Can't have that. Oh, but you give me Anna? My least favorite support. Because you have to aim. I know that playing a good Anna is extremely satisfying. That's just not a skill set that I personally have. Alright, that's okay. We've got them largely off the point. Never mind. Okay, I killed their Zyra? Oh, that and ripping pepperonis. Everybody but me. Nope, I've got a soldier behind me hanging out. Cool. Ow! Well, that was rude. That stung a little bit. It didn't kill me, but it stung. Okay. Let's harass this soldier a little bit. Let's go heal up our own soldier a little bit. Oh, cool. Hanzo's ulti did a fat load of nothing. Their Hanzo, not my Hanzo. So this is a delightful fact for me to share with everyone. Listen here, buddy. Take a nap. Nope. Don't make me take a nap. I don't want to take a nap. I want to stay up forever. Actually, I'm playing as Anna, so I really don't, but still. I don't want to be Anna. Ah! I don't want my D.Va to die either, though. All right. Heal up, buddy. I love you. You big metallic oaf. You're important to me. We only have to hold this point for another minute. Only for another minute. All right. Ah! Winnie, get off me. I'm kind of dressed like a Winnie the Pooh right meow. You know, wearing a top and no bottoms. Oh, I'm dead. Alrighty. I get it. I sat down, Symmetra. God, they're so close to that point, and we only have like 40 seconds left to hold. Okay, they gave me Lucio. That's good. I can get back as quickly as possible. Let's go zip, zip, zoom. We got the zoomies. No! Oh, they got to the next point. All right. Back up, Belle. Back up. Everybody's dead. You're just defending the final point for 2 minutes and 20 seconds here. All right. You're good. Yes, I am my own best cheerleader. Because I'm not playing with a group or anything. I did have a group that I played comp with for a while there. That's when I got to, like, higher gold. Never made it to plat. And, like, I shouldn't have. I will never be above a gold player. Like, that's it. This is just not the game for it. Digital card games, yes. I am a plat to potentially even diamond player. Like, I get to plat when I put a reasonable amount of time into it. And honestly, given my track record, I don't doubt that I would also climb to diamond. But it would be a slow climb for sure. But I do think diamond is actually where I fall in most TCGs. Man, I started playing Hearthstone again for a hot second there, too. Hearthstone was, for a second there, probably the one that I played the most, even. I got really into playing Quest Hunter. Oh, man, that was such a fun little variation of, like, a zoo deck. And Quest Hunter is no longer a thing, and it was definitely... Like, I'm used to dealing with decks rotating out, don't get me wrong. Like, I've played so much Magic the Gathering, and I've had to kiss so many different decks in Standard goodbye. So, I guess, hey, now for a second, I want to talk about some of my very favorite Magic the Gathering decks in Standard. Because that's one of my favorite conversations to have. It really, like, legitimately, it's one of my favorite conversations to have. So one of my favorites will always be the very first, like, real, Standard deck that I ever played in Magic the Gathering. So for context, I learned how to play Magic the Gathering the first time ever when I was 19 years old. So this would have been about 12 years ago. For those of you that have ever been curious about my age, I stay looking nice and young by stealing the souls of other people when they come to me. So just keep that in mind, that you're helping me keep these good looks well past the point that I should have them. I'm very happy with the way I look at 31. Anyways, so I learned how to play Magic because I was dating this dude that played a lot of Magic the Gathering. And he would do this thing where every single date he would, like, send me home with homework. So, like, he introduced me to 2D Fighters. He sent me home one day with, ooh, it's time for some ulti over here. Lucio ult, let's go. Let's go. Let's play some fucking music for the people. Okay, now we're dead. So one day he taught me how to play Magic the Gathering, and he sent me home with a bunch of cards, and he was like, make a deck, and when we go on another date, bring that deck with you, and we'll play. And that's what we did. And I built this. This was, like, right when Shards of Alara was coming out. So I found the card Dragon Fodder. And I was like, oh, I could make a whole lot skis of goblin skis. So I made this little goblin spam deck. Oh my god, are they really going to beat us in overtime? Ooh, no, don't do this to me, everybody. Don't do this to me. No, we lost. Wowza. Wowza. All right. These things happen. That's okay. So I learned how to play Magic the Gathering. I built that Goblin Spam deck. And then later on, he taught me how to play Commander or EDH. And he sent me home with more cards and told me to make a Commander deck. And I made one with the original Niv-Mizzet. And that's why I have the Izzet Guild emblem and Niv-Mizzet's original flavor text tattooed on my arm. Wow, we are just not doing so hot today. But that's okay. We didn't play Overwatch for a very long time. So we are not playing at our invisible elos point whatsoever. That's for sure. Actually, I haven't had terrible games. Ooh, is that a level up? Yes, that is. One second. Let's leave this game and go open up a loot box. Let's do that. That puts me at level 313. I've maybe put some hours into Overwatch at this point. What's in the box? Money for my purple. Why are you taunting me? Why? All right. I did get the Sombra Halloween victory pose, though, so that one's cool. Roadhog saying he doesn't like talkers, which is a quick way to say that he's about to fuck your throat, right? That's what that means? I'm pretty sure that that's what that means. All right, so that was a pretty forgettable loot box, but you know what? We're going to keep grinding. Oh, also, I did get a highlight from that Sigma game. I was right. I also got a highlight this last game for my Lucio bit there. Anyways, back into arcade. We opened up our loot box. It's time to return to the grind. But yeah, I dated that dude very, very briefly. And then didn't play Magic anymore, because after we stopped dating, I gave him back his cards, of course. So then, I'm back in queue now. Then, I didn't play Magic for years. And then in the future, when I was managing GameStops, there was this local gaming cafe nearby that I would go to play League of Legends sometimes after work. And at one point, like, they all played Magic the Gathering there too. And at one point, they ended up dragging me back in. All right, I am playing as Baptiste this round, or at least until I die. And that won't take long. I'm not a great Baptiste player either. So I was actually there playing League of Legends during the Avacyn Restored pre-release, and they ended up roping me in. And after that, because I had a community instead of just like doing it for a person that I was dating and everything, I had a community and I started building my own collection and everything. And years later, I ended up even managing comic and gaming shops of my own and like being a judge for Magic the Gathering and stuff. All right. Nope. Heal people too. You're not just a DPS when you're playing Baptiste. Here we go. Oh, whoa. Here we go. One more time. Everybody's feeling fine. Here we go now. is that an NSYNC song or a Backstreet Boys song? I think that one's NSYNC. I don't remember. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm getting old. But so after that, I started playing Magic the Gathering, like really heavily. So that was the first like standard that I played in. And the first deck that I played was Tempered Steel. Oh my goodness. Tempered Steel is what made me fall in love with artifacts. So later on, once I started getting into Modern, I got pretty darn into Affinity. Oh my goodness. Why do we have... Oh, no. One of our players left the game. Okay, that's fine. I was like, why do we have a Lucio just sitting into a wall, everybody? Seems strange. And that's because it was strange. All right. But yeah. So Tempered Steel, soft spot in my heart, definitely helped dictate what my Modern career would look like as well, led me into Affinity. Next deck that really meant a lot. So the deck didn't mean a lot to me, but I still regard it fondly. So a little bit after that, during Shadows of Innistrad, just during Innistrad, I started playing a black-red vampire deck. And at the time, I had, like, long black hair, so some of the boys at the comic shop started calling me Marceline, the Vampire Queen. And that just made me really happy. That deck itself, not even, like, in my top 10. But I do still continue to remember it fondly simply because of the kids calling me that all the time. Next up, okay, this would be my top, in general, as well, like, my favorite standard deck I've ever played in my life, and it would have been during Return to Ravnica, because we had Thragtusk, that was from a core set, we had Restoration Angel, which would have been from Innistrad, and then Angel of Serenity was from core set. I know it was during Return to Ravnica. I know it was. But it was a four-color, all-but-blue reanimator deck. Like, one of the things that you would do is you would blink Thragtusk with Restoration Angel, and every single time you did that, you would get the Thragtusk-like body, plus you would get the heals. And it was just obscenely good. And then I think Angel of Serenity allowed you to exile like three target things. So you could target three things from your opponent's board. And then if they put out higher priority threats, then you could Resto Angel your Angel of Serenity and go ahead and exile three brand new targets. That was the most fun I ever had during Standard, was that deck right there. And then the next most fun I've ever had during Standard was actually pretty recently. It was before War of the Spark. I was able to play green blue merfolk in Standard, and that was so good. I'm a huge merfolk player in Modern and Legacy. So being able to play merfolk during Standard felt so good. So good. That's what I used on Arena at that time to climb to gold. And then I used Edian's mono red list to hit plat that particular season. I also do like red deck wins in general. So that most recent iteration felt very, very, very good. Oh my goodness. Felt very good. The kiln is strong. All right, I'm playing Pharah right now, and I'm messing stuff up. I'm making these kiddos sad. Hey, other Pharah, sit down. I'm not the superior Pharah, so please sit down. Like, please sit down of your own willing accord. Oh, man. I'm holding the point alone for a hot second here, though. All righty. I don't feel bad about this. Holy crap, stop letting me kill you. Oh my goodness, I killed their Junkrat. Ooh, and I killed their other Junkrat. I've got eyes in the sky. Because I'm Pharah and I'm flying, you know. Oh, all right, these kids are not having a good time anymore. I don't think they were having a fun time from the very beginning, honestly. We had their number pretty fast. Pretty fast. I actually have ult as Pharah this game. Like, what the butt is happening here? No one should have let me get this powerful. Who lets your Pharah build ult? Alright, we're gonna kill some fools. Alright. Alright. Took out their Sigma. Okay. That feels pretty good. Holy shit. Especially because that's an over level 600 Sigma. No amount of experience in the game is going to make you totally invulnerable, but it still feels nice being able to beat up experienced players for sure. Hey, die, McCree! Die! Come on! Come on! That's fine. I didn't want to play as Wrecking Ball regardless. I have a chocolate milk flavor in my vape right now, and it's nice. Also, I got Brigitte! Time to be gay on main. Let's go. Oh no, my whole team's dead. Let's wait for a second. Oh, hey, another Brigitte. Hey. Sorry, I'm just spamming my shield right now. Also, giving myself some weird visual stutter there. All right. Flank their back line. Mess up their Baptiste. And their Lucio. Let's go. Oh, I am doing so much damage, though. And my team was not following up. All right. Oh, but I'm being revived. I'm being revived. Okay. That didn't last very long. Did revive me right into a Hanzo ult. But you know what? I appreciate the thought. It means a lot. Oh, their Hanzo is very on fire. And then I was just given Hanzo. No, I'm not gonna stack up against this one. It's not gonna happen. It's not gonna be a good time. Oh, man. Oh, man. Don't give me a sniper, eh? Oh, man. Oh, man. Sorry. So, for a little bit of context, I am about to die. Okay. I did not die. All right. I should have, though. Okay. All right, little blue. Can you use your words properly next time? I doubt it. Hey, Brigitte. Okay. Their Brigitte sat down. Well, I sat their Brigitte down. And then their Tracer sat me down. But now I don't have to be Hanzo anymore. Nope. Ooh, I wonder if I'll be able to resist singing this song. There are some real bangers on the playlist that I have going on right now. So they've already gotten 1 point this match. They're at 99%, we're at 90%, but it's in their control. Okay, nope, they won. I wasn't able to make it back in time. I don't play games. Nope, can't resist entirely, but a little bit. Eventually, I'll probably start sharing, like, playlists and stuff into the subreddit and everything, too. Start sharing my taste in music. I mean, I did that a little bit the other day. I actually posted one of the songs that I've been using as inspiration for a script that I've been working on. So, like, I am doing that a little bit in all actuality. I really like having the subreddit as an opportunity to just, like, deep dive and get closer to people and get to know you better. I'm excited for that. I am excited for that. Well, in between matches, I'm just looking over here and, oh, there's a new script.
that somebody just filled that I am definitely going to listen to after all of this. Because it's got a lot of stuff that's on my list. A lot of stuff. I mean, anything that has, like, brat taming or brat breaker in the name is immediately going to get my attention. Yeah, if you want to make sure that Lil Blue Mage is listening to your audios, that's something to pay attention to. Which of the tags you're throwing in there? Because brat taming and brat breaking, I'm immediately going to open it up and I'm immediately going to want to fight you. We're going to get in a fight. That's just like my natural reaction to any time somebody tries to, I don't know, say they're going to break me or tame me or bullshit like that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I know that some people are up for the task. This is definitely me just being unable to discuss anything without being deeply combative. But yeah, anybody, oh my god. Use your words. Anytime someone claims that they want to tame me or break me or ruin me, I'm just immediately in like, fucking try it, buddy. Let's go. Do you want to fight? Because I will fight. And it's just like, that's immediately the version of me that you're going to get. There's no other version of me the second you use those kinds of words. I've got nothing else to offer except that kind of fury. All right. By the way, we're playing Roadhog, right meow. We're a big daddy, right meow. Yep. Come on. Get over here. All right. Pulled that Hanzo right into my own face and then thwacked him with my little peppermint stick. Not really a peppermint stick, I suppose. It was more so, oh, I got Echo again. What are her abilities? Their abilities? I don't actually know what pronouns they've assigned to this character. So their ult duplicates. Don't forget about that. And then you can fly like D.Va. That's right. They've got a shift mobility. Okay, this is so not my type of character. That is for sure. That part I am certain of. Oh, and I dead. But their character design is gorgeous. I'm still waiting for Brigida's cat to come out as a DPS. I'm still holding out for that to happen. Oh, I got Genji. I thought that I could. My vape is dead, but my weed pen is not. So I was going to switch over, but I spawned as Genji just a little too quickly. I'm gone. I like music. All right, Sigma, that's right. I pushed you back. That's right. Fear the Genji. The Genji needs healing. But instead of begging for it... Yeah, Genji's totally a brat, now that I think about it. Constantly asking for help. Super whiny. Super needy. Oh, also I'm going to die. That's fine. I mean, I needed to be on the point. They're on our last point. They were on our last point. All right. I want to plug it in. That's not even a euphemism. Ooh, I got May. That could be good. Hey, no, calm down. Get cold. Get chilly. Ah! No. I was doing okay for a second there in that department. All right. So now let's plug the vape in and we have access to the weed pen again. All right. Also, quick question. This is a pop punk question specifically. Did any of you remember the lyrics to Make Damn Sure being so, like, kind of S&M-y? One second, I'm gonna pull them up, because that's what I'm listening to right now. So there's this band called
Stand Atlantic, and they did a cover of Make Damn Sure, and it's super good. Like, better than the original. And I like TBS. Like, I like Taking Back Sunday, but this cover is just so good. But, like, yeah, the lyrics. So I just want to break you down so badly while I trip over everything you say. I would just want to break you down so badly in the worst way. And then there's my inarticulate store brought hangover hobby kit. It talks. And it says, you are so cool. Scissor shaped across the bed. You are red, violent red. You hollow out my hungry eyes. Yeah, no. Yeah, you hollow out my hungry eyes. Like, this song is so thirsty and so, like, dynamic-y. Like, it's got this aggression to it. Yeah. I'm gonna make damn sure. I just want to break you down so badly in the worst way. Like, I want somebody to beat me up. I am so thirsty. Anyways, I'm Hanzo this round. I'm Hanzo. This song is making me thirsty. I can't help it. I went and read you out some of the lyrics, and I'm immediately like, oh, by the way, I would love to be dicked down right now. That's all it fucking took. Oh, boy howdy. Anyways. It's time to try and shoot some arrows into some bodies. Even that sounds like a euphemism. All right, we're playing Junkertown, and I am on attack this round, by the way, if anybody is curious about, like, what's actually going on the game itself. I am on attack, and we can't even get on the payload right now, but that's okay. That's okay. All it takes is one perfect little push. Yeah, now we're on the payload. Okay. Listen. Ah! Okay, that's fine. I killed their Pharah, but their Doomfist punched me right in my fucking teeth. Ooh.
You make me feel like a porno star. You hold me closer still.
All right. Sorry, I like this song, and I really like that line. Like, the opening line, okay, I don't even remember the opening line, and it was literally just a second ago, but yeah, that line, you make me feel like a porno star. I like it. This song in particular that I am quoting to you all is called Porno Star Trek by, it's too small for me to read. I need new glasses so bad, not gonna lie. All right, let's see if we can use Winnie to make some progress on this fucking payload, because this is unacceptable at this point, y'all. This is unacceptable. All right. Ah! Okay, well, I did kill their Lucio, and Lucio, honestly, is one of the most, like, difficult problems when it comes to payloads, because a Lucio can just, like, go super-duper fast in tight little circles around your, God damn it, even that sounds sexual. I am dead inside. Alrighty here. Hey, they gave me McCree and I almost instantly died. I did get to kill a Torb turret, but then I instantly died. I instantly died after that. Oh, I got Genji again. I don't like Genji, but I don't feel as uncomfortable with him as I used to. I feel more comfortable with DPSs in general than I used to. Not because I've gotten any better with them. I think it's more so I've just come to terms with being bad at them is the real bit of it, you know? All right. Listen here, Reinhardt. Your Reinhardt and my Reinhardt are gonna have a conversation, and I'm gonna try and support my Reinhardt by killing this Baptiste. At least that's what I am trying to do, but he's got a pocket mercy. That's fine. We did a lot of damage during that fight, and we're almost on a point. Like, we're okay. We're okay. We're doing stuff. Let's go. Ooh, Sigma. Yes, please. Let me be daddy. All right. Sigma is definitely a daddy. A dirty foot hobbit daddy, but definitely a daddy all the same. Moira is the ultimate daddy in this game, though. There's literally no one in this whole entire roster that exhibits bigger daddy energy than Moira. Listen, Zyra, I will chase you down until you are dead. There we go. I did exactly what I said I would. Oh, yeah, I'll kill your pocket mercy, too. I don't give a shit. I'll take your sub. Yeah, I won't just kill your mercy, I'll steal her. Bish, let's go. We are just a team of tanks. There's me as Sigma. We have a Reinhardt. We have an Orisa who's just chilling out on the payload. And then we've got an Anna that's helping out all of us. So we are just tank city here. Y'all are having a hard time, aren't ya? Yeah, really hard time. Oh, this game seems difficult for you. I say this as I'm about to, get, like, eat face with this Torb, so. Nope, never mind. Oh my gosh, I am on fire and I deserve it. Ah! Never mind, that Bastion killed me. That's fine, though. That's fine, though. That is fine. I went on a 6-player kill streak. I have gold elims and gold objective kills. I feel fine. All right, I got Junkrat, so that might be an opportunity to keep those golds, too. A pretty easy opportunity. We can just chill out up here and harass from up above. Give people a real bad time. I don't think you're enjoying yourself, are you? No, they are not. No, they are not. And that is why we are making so much progress here. We are on the last point for Junkertown at this point. And we are showing everybody a hard time. I'm taking out shields left and right. I just killed that Torb. I am not sorry, buddy. Hey, no, that Bastion around the corner got me and our Sombra so fast. Oh, buddy. Clever, clever. That was a good hiding spot. I did not expect that. Kudos. Ooh, is this my first time playing Soldier today? I think so. I made my Soldier, like, loadout as dad as possible. Not daddy, but as dad as possible. So he's definitely got, like, the Grillmaster outfit, and I have a bunch of lines set up, like, the get off my lawn kids and back in the day. So I went as dad as I could. Oh, that Bastion just, sent an ult shot straight into my gaping mouth. Okie dokie. Yeah, I took that whole thing. All right. We've got 3.5 minutes left to get to this very last point. They put me on Brigitte. Hopefully that'll be helpful. Me playing on a champ that I am definitely more comfortable with than others. Ooh, I want to kill this Tracer. This Tracer thinks she's safe. This Tracer is fucking wrong. This Tracer is fucking wrong. Okay, listen. Listen. All right, well, I at least got her off of that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Let me harass you. Let me show you a good time. Isn't that what you came here for? Sorry, I get mean sometimes. I almost feel bad. All right, killed her, finally. Finally. Okay. Now let's take care of this. Sigma, I get to be the daddy here. Not you. Not you. Oh, we're so close. Jesus. Okay, I died. I took on a little too much. Daddy put me in my place. All right. okay, I get Reaper. Maybe this is okay. I'm not very good at Reaper either. Basically, like, you can assume if it's a DPS champ and it's not, like, McCree, or I guess, like, Symmetra is technically DPS now and I'm not bad at her. But sorry, I am right up on their base. I killed somebody, but I was like, I need to concentrate for a split second. Just for a split second. All right. I'm doing some damage, harassing some people. Hey, McCree, I want you dead, buddy. I'm sorry, but I don't feel comfortable with you being alive anymore. I know that's not a nice way to put it. All right, their Torb is dead. The Torb turret is done. I'm dead, but we won. Hey, there we go. That's another victory. Dun, 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 dun. We got there. All right. Oh, I forgot that my victory pose for Reaper is like the funky little shoulder, the shoulder shrug. There we go. I don't know why I tried to describe that through noise rather than just like the actual words, but here we are. That's what happens sometimes. That's what happens sometimes. Let's give our thumbs up to... Oh yeah, you were on the objective almost the whole game. We'll give you a thumbs up for your objective time. Your service is appreciated. All right, if we win the next game, that'll be 2 loot boxes for me, actually. 2 whole loot boxes. All right. I'm hungry. After another game, I might go ahead and tap out from y'all and get myself some food to eat. That sounds like a nice idea. Also, I have an itchy nose. I have an itchy nose because I am allergic to literally the whole entire world. And especially grass. I am allergic to grass. Talk about getting a little screwed over on the genetic lottery in that department. But yes, I am allergic to grass. And of course, I swear to God, every fucking day they are like... mowing my lawn, and I don't understand. Like, there's not that much grass. There's not that much grass. So why are you mowing the lawn, like, every single day? They were even doing it earlier today. They've done it as late as, like, 10 o'clock at night and as early as, like, 6:30 in the morning, and I'm just confused. So that means that any time that I have the windows open for even the smallest amount of time, I am instantly, like, a sniffly little mess. Now, I don't have the windows open right now, but... I am still dealing with a little bit of the itchy nose and the mild symptoms, because no matter what, pollen is in the air. Matter anyways. This is a good song, too. I know you can't hear it, but this is a good song, too. When I do streams, like when I used to stream video games a lot, I would go ahead and keep my Spotify playing in the background and then people would be able to hear what I was singing along to and everything. But I'm not going to do that with this audio because like literally you're only getting the audio and I don't want that to like dominate everything. That's not what you're listening for. If you wanted to listen to music, you know where to find it. You wanted to listen to me. You wanted to hang out with me. And I appreciate that. I really do. If you've made it this far into the audio... Oh, pin me, daddy. That's gotta go into all chat. All right. Oh, the Reinhardt didn't technically get the last hit on me, but he did pin me and I died while I was pinned. So, just by the little blue mage code of ethics, I do need to put that into all chat. They said hot in reply. So you get some interesting responses when you do stuff like that in all chat. I've had like some really cool discussions of, I've had some really cool discussions of kink actually in all chat because of that. And like one Reinhardt and I like just started like having a really like nice positive conversation in main chat about like consent and like feminism in BDSM. And I thought that was super fun. All right, they were like, that was a pure luck pin, Ryan. And I was like, lucky or not, pin me all the same. I have declared my request. I have made it known. All right, I'm Bastion, and they're on our final point. So we're just going to go ahead and do what Bastions do and melt through people real quick here, or we'll die. That is another thing that bastions do. In my defense, I did say, we'll do what bastions do, and I died. And so that is, like I said, something that bastions do. I wasn't technically wrong. All right. So now I'm as Ash. Let's see who we can kill. It would be very nice to keep Ash around long enough for me to be able to use her ult. Her ult is so good on final points like this. Bob is such a good boy. Also, god damn it, I just remembered from the beginning of the stream the fucking Red Riding Hood and the big bad, the Big Bob Wolf. Hey, I wonder if that's what they listed it as, too. The Big Bob Wolf. Ah! Sometimes I'm funny to me. All right, I just killed that Mercy. Excellent. Ah! No! Mm. And then their Reaper killed me. Their Reaper got me right in the butt. That's fine. That's fine. What are you going to respawn me as, buddy? What do I get to play as? Winston? Winston! Winnie the Pooh. Let's go. Winnie the Bish. I don't know if y'all watch New Girl at all, but I fucking love New Girl. I don't know if you've noticed that I like to sing things and everything. The main character of New Girl, Jessica Day, one of her character traits is like singing things out all the time to an annoying extent. And that's me. That's me as fuck in my everyday life. So like, and that's like an established character trait within the first episode. So of course, like I was immediately hooked. Also, Zooey Deschanel is like super fucking hot. And then I can never remember the actor's name because he'll always just be Nick Miller to me. But the dude who plays Nick Miller, who did the voice of Spider-Man, like adult Spider-Man and Into the Spider-Verse. Oh my God. The things I would do to that man. The things I would do. He's just like a trash goblin, and I am too. So, like, let's go. Let's go. I don't know. I do have a definite soft spot for sad boys. A little bit. A little bit. I feel like you don't like nerdy boys without also simultaneously enjoying sad boys a little bit. Because y'all nerds are sad. And I am too. I get sad too. I get sad too. So I have a soft spot for like, I don't know, fix-em-uppers. One of my exes, who's still like one of my best friends. He lives out in California nowadays. So like we haven't seen each other in probably over 10 years. But we talk all the time. But he, the way he puts it is he says that I like to adopt rescues, basically. and it's mostly something that I've broken out of. But the evidence is stacked against me overall. I used to deny it a lot. I was like, I don't like sad boys. I don't like fix-em-uppers. I do not specifically go after partners that are in emotionally volatile spots and need someone to fix them, even though that's a horrible dynamic to get into. No, I eventually had to own up to the fact that that was kind of the trend that was going on, and I've managed to avoid those behaviors for a while now. But for a while, it was undeniable. I did indeed like rescues. and Nick Miller absolutely falls into that category. Oh my goodness. That boy needs so much help. But also I like the fact that part of the overarching character arc there isn't that like, so the person that he eventually ends up with permanently, it's not that she ends up like trying to fix him. It's kind of him realizing I want to make some changes for myself, and her simultaneously realizing all of these wild things that I demanded from a partner as unreasonable, I'm happy kind of meeting in the middle too. So it's a pretty cool, like, slow burn character arc for both of them. And I appreciated that. I really don't like the whole, like, toxic concept of, like, people that are in rough spots need to find partners that can fix them, stuff like this. The concept of a partner that can fix you is like one of the most toxic things in the world. Oh, I almost finished that bastion. I did get that Junkrat, but I almost finished that bastion. Also, it feels good to like get into a pretty heavy conversation, not pretty heavy, but like a conversation where I wanted to say my piece specifically and still managed to kill two people. That felt good. Well, almost kill two people. That Junkrat probably had like 4 health at the very end there. Or that Bastion. The Junkrat is who I successfully killed. Hey, there we go. We won. We won, boys. We won. All right, so let's go ahead and open up a couple of these 2 boxes, because I think I got one for leveling up as well. So we'll go ahead and open these bad boys up, and then I'm going to release y'all into the wild. Right? Okay, let's get out of here. Yeah, I have 2 loot boxes to open. Let's check both of these bad boys out. We'll start the audio the way that we ended it. All right, so this first one is hot fucking garbage. All right, so we have Winston saying, Moon Sweet Home. I got a Soldier 24, a Reaper. What are they called? Player icon. There we go. Blah, 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 blah. Baptiste saying, I'd recommend bed rest. Hanzo saying, ignore all distractions. All right, let's open up our second box and see if there's anything of quality in here. Also, my Facebook notifications can shut up for a second here. All right. Hey, okay, okay. So I got a purple Lucio skin, his purple DJ one. All right. I like the Gorgon one a little bit more. I got a Tracer spray, the Ace of Diamonds. I got $50. And then I got Anna going, damn, I have Grandma saying a swear. I have Grandma saying a swear. All right, so I need to now decide because, like, I know that I want one of these 3K skins, right? And I know that this event ends tomorrow, so I don't know. Like, I want to buy one of them. So I'm going to keep y'all on long enough for me to do that. So let's take a look. Let's make sure we haven't missed anything important from Brigitte that I need to buy now. All right. Nope. All of her missing skins are ones that I can get at any time. Cool. What about... No. I can't get any of the skins. And here's why. Here's why. I need to buy her emote. There's a $3,000 emote that includes her cat. Ah, no, no, I'm buying this right now. That's getting unlocked instantaneously. All right, that's getting equipped immediately. Never mind, everybody. Forget skins. Forget skins. My wife now has her kitty cat. What a perfect way to end this entirely too long audio. All right. Thanks for hanging out with me, spellcasters. I mean, assuming any of you do, this is my first time trying something like this, and this is way bigger of an audio than anything I've done before, so. Anyways, I hope I was able to keep you company and help you relax during a very not relaxing part of our lives. So, if you did enjoy this and you did listen through, please let me know, because if there's demand for this kind of content, I am happy to continue creating it and just, like, invite y'all into my afternoon every once in a while, whether it's crafting or writing or playing video games or something. So, all right, I'll talk to you later, spellcasters. Bye.